Chapter 6. Raising an Exception. We have spent some time looking at some of the different things that you are able to work on when you bring out the Python code. Now it is time to bring up a new idea of what you are able to do, which is to raise exceptions. We need to focus on how to raise some of your own exceptions in the codes that you write, as well as how to handle any exceptions that the computer program decides to raise on its own. The more that you work with coding in Python, you will find that the program is going to bring out some of its own exceptions as you go. There are a few exceptions that are part of the Python code, so it is able to behave in the manner that you want it to. But then, there is also a chance when you will purposely add into the program, so that it raises an exception and behaves the way that you would like. The ones that the program is going to raise on its own will be automatic, because they are already placed into the Python library. A good example of this one is when the user tries to divide by zero in the code. The Python library is set up not to let this happen, so it will raise the exception for you. On the other hand, though, if there is a new exception that you would like to work with that is just for your own program that you are working on, you can raise up an exception to work with any kind of program that you want. As the programmer here, you will want to learn how to work with all of the exceptions that are found within the Python library. When you know how these exceptions work, it is easier to add what you need into the code, and you can even learn when the exceptions will start to turn up for you. While there is a lot of exceptions that are out there, some of the most common exceptions and the keywords that come with the Python code include: finally, this is the action that you will want to use to perform cleanup actions, whether the exceptions occur or not. Assert. This condition is going to trigger the exception inside of the code. Raise. The raise command is going to trigger an exception manually inside of the code. Try except. This is when you want to try out a block of code and then it is recovered thanks to the exceptions that either you or the Python code raised. How to raise an exception in your code. The first thing that we need to take a look at when we learn about exceptions inside of a code is how we can use them. When those automatic exceptions start to show up, it is important to be prepared and learn how you can take some steps to make the exceptions make more sense. So, when you work on your code and you see that there is an issue or an exception that starts to show up, or you want to figure out why it seems that your program is doing something that seems off, you can look and see whether or not your compiler is raising a new exception. These are going to be raised when the code is looking through your work and can't figure out what steps it should take next to make the program work the way that you want. The good news is that many times, the issues that come up with these exceptions are going to be simple and easy to fix. For example, it could be something as simple as trying to call up a file, but you misspelled a word or called it the wrong thing, either when you are calling it up or when you saved it. The compiler won't be able to find the file because it is not all matching up, but you can just go back in and fix that problem in a few seconds and get the best results. Let's take a look at how you are able to make these exceptions work. The best way to understand how exceptions are going to work and make sure we understand what it is going to look like when the compiler decides to raise an exception is to do an example of our own. The following is a simple exception that we can use to study for this endeavor. X equals 10. Y equals 10. Result equals X forward slash Y. Hash trying to divide by zero. Print. Open parentheses. Result. Close parentheses. The output that you are going to get when you try to get the interpreter to go through this code would be: trace back. Open parentheses. Most recent call last. Close parentheses. Colon. File. Speech marks. D colon backslash. Python 34. Backslash tt.py, close speech marks, comma, line 3, comma, in, Gilmet, module, close Gilmet. Result equals x forward slash y. Zero division error, colon, division by zero. Taking a look at the example that is above, you will see that the compiler will try to read through it and will bring up an error for you. The only reason that this happens is that you or the user is trying to divide by zero at some point. You have a few options from this point. You can either leave things the way that they are and run the program in the manner that it is now, which provides you with an error message that is kind of messy and hard to read, Or you can make some changes to determine exactly what that message should be saying to the user. For most programmers, it is agreed that you should try to change up the error message at least a bit. This helps to eliminate the messy message that no one really understands and makes it easier for the user to understand why they are getting the error message in the first place. When the exception is raised, you do not want the user to be confused as to what they should do next, or they may get frustrated and not want to use the program any longer. Raising an exception and making sure that you have it organized the right way will make your user enjoy the program that much more. A good example of how to clean up the exceptions a bit will include the following. X equals 10, Y equals 0, result equals 0. Try colon, result equals X forward slash Y. Print open parentheses, result close parentheses. Accept zero division error, colon. Print open parentheses, speech marks, you are trying to divide by zero, close speech marks, close parentheses. As you can see, the code that we just put into the compiler is going to be pretty similar to the one that we wrote above, but we did go through and change up the message to show something there when the user raises this exception. When they do get this exception, they will see the message, "You are trying to divide by zero," come up on the screen. This isn't a necessary step, but it definitely makes your code easier to use. How to define your own exceptions? With the examples that we did above, we are focusing on how we could raise an exception based on what is seen as an error or an issue with the Python library. But now we need to take this a bit further and see what else we can do. You will be able to use Python in order to create some of your own codes along the way, which designs your own programs as well. And there may be times when you want to change up the rules and have an exception raised based on what is allowed and what is not allowed for your program. These exceptions are not going to be ones found in the Python library, and that is just fine. But because of this, you need to be able to write out the code in a manner that allows it to bring up that exception, because the Python library is not going to do it for you at all. For example, you may be working on your own program and you decide that when your user is on it, they should only be able to add in certain numbers to the code, and the others are going to be wrong. This may work best when you decide to create a program or a game to play. Or you could have it so that an exception comes up if you only want the user to have a chance to answer the question 3 times rather than them doing it an indefinite number of times. If they get it right, then the program would go on. If they get it wrong, then the exception will be raised after the 3rd time. These kinds of exceptions may not be found in the Python library, but they are going to be important to how well the program can work and the results that you will be able to get from them. And they can ensure that the program you are writing, no matter what kind of program it is, will work in the proper manner. A good example of the code that you can write out to make this happen will include class custom exception, open parentheses, exception, close parentheses, colon, def underscore init underscore open parentheses, self, comma, value, close parentheses, comma, self.parameter equals value, def underscore str underscore open parentheses self close parentheses colon return repr open parentheses self dot parameter close parentheses try colon raise custom exception open parentheses speech marks this is a custom error close speech marks close parentheses accept custom exceptions as x colon print open parentheses speech marks, caught, close speech marks, comma, x dot parameter, close parentheses. When you finish this particular code, you are done successfully adding in your own exception. When someone does raise this exception, the message, caught, this is a custom error, will come up on the screen. You can always change the message to show whatever you would like, but this was there as a placeholder to show what we are doing. Take a moment here to add this to the compiler and see what happens. In the beginning, it may seem like exception handling is going to be a bit silly, and like it is not worth your time to learn how to use this at all. You may assume that only certain kinds of programs are going to work well with these exceptions, and that anything else is just a waste of time to learn this. However, You may be surprised at how often you would need to bring these exceptions up for your needs, even in programs that are not too complex, or in programs that don't really need the exception to be raised in the first place. There can be some benefit to use them, and learning how to change up the message as well as raise some of your own along the way. It is definitely something that you should learn how to do well when you decide to write your own codes in the Python language. As you start to work on your codes more and try to make them a bit more advanced in Python, you will notice that raising exceptions is something that will become pretty common to you. There are a lot of times that you can work with exceptions, whether you are working on some that are unique to your own program or some that are recognized by the Python library on its own. Working with some of the codes and examples that we explored in this chapter will ensure that you are well on your way to seeing some great success with exceptions, and that you will be able to make these work well for your needs. It may take a bit of time to learn, but adding these to your compiler and getting some practice can be a great way to help you out.